This is TWiT.
HP will break itself into two companies. One company will be called HP Inc., and it'll be made up from HP's current PC and printers businesses. The second company, to be called Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, will be based on HP's current corporate computing and IT services business. Eric Hesseldahl writes about enterprise computing for Recode. He wrote a series of articles about this split. And welcome to you, Eric Hesseldahl.
Good morning.
Now, why is HP doing this, and why didn't Meg Whitman do this 3 years ago?
Well, in a way, you can argue that it's returning to the plan that that Meg's predecessor, Leo Apotheker, floated in 2011, and was part of what cost him his job. But what's happening here is the PC and printing group is basically being combined into one company. It's going to be called HP Inc., or HPI for short, is what I'm going to start calling it. And then a second company, of which Whitman will be CEO, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, so HPE. So HPI and HPE, if you want to be specific. And that's the one that's going to focus on corporate computing. It's got the networking division, the storage division, server division. It's the largest supplier of computer servers for cloud computing, data centers, and so forth. So that is what's going to happen. It's going to take a year. It is a profoundly complex corporate exercise to separate two large companies, or one large company, into two. There's almost certainly going to be some job losses in addition to the 55,000 that have already been announced as of today. So we're going to have a lot of questions about this in the coming year.
Now, Eric, this seems to me a lot like what happened with IBM so many years ago now, when it split from, and Lenovo was sold off. Do you see that kind of radical change happening here over the coming years?
Well, it's interesting. The Lenovo example is actually telling, partially because in that particular case, IBM was neither a market leader in personal computers. And again, by the way, they sold their server division, their x86 server division, to Lenovo just recently. So basically a repeat of that. It raises an important point, though, because Hewlett-Packard's technology is essentially commodity technology. It makes PCs that are only marginally different from those that Dell and Acer and Asus make. Its servers are, with one key exception, undifferentiated in most respects from servers that are made by Dell and other companies that make servers. So that's where the big question really lies. HP hasn't really pushed the envelope on the technical front. It is essentially been a volume play. If you'll remember back in 2002, the big strategic change at Hewlett-Packard was the acquisition of Compaq. What it did was it made it a great big company that sold the same technology, the same stuff, the same PCs, the same servers, really nothing fundamentally different or meaningful or leading edge in any way. Going back even further than that, HP sold off a company called Agilent, which many people would still argue was the heart and soul, the innovative engineering soul of HP. And that's where the science and industry and technical instrumentation came out of. And it was the engineering driven heart and soul of it. And so, and it still is an independent company today. So when we look at Meg and we look at the various examples of how HP has evolved, I think she gets a certain amount of credit for fixing the situation as she found it. And HP was a great big mess. It was a big heaping mess when she arrived in 2011. But now she's decided that it's better to split the companies in two and let them act on their own.
I think it's hilarious that the PC and printer business is going to be called HP Inc., because, of course, selling ink is going to be their main source of profits.
It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so who's going to lead these companies? What's the leadership going to shake out as?
Here's what we know so far. Meg will be CEO of HP Enterprise, but she will be chairman of HP Inc. The CEO of HP Inc. will be Dion Weisler. He's the current head of printing and personal systems, which is the large, you know, basically the large group that will be, you know, the majority of the new company. And the chairman of HPE, HP Enterprise, will be Patricia Russo, who is HP's current lead independent director on its board of directors.
So in taking on, it seems like Meg is taking on the harder job, the sort of we know that the Inc. supports that hardware business, and she's taking on the sort of more complex, more challenging, maybe has missed the boat so far part of the job. Is that your impression, or is that an easy way to put it?
I think that's an easy way to put it. It's a little more complicated than that. The enterprise is where the opportunity lies right now. The printing and personal computers are generally seen as declining businesses. The opportunity in the wider tech industry right now is very, very seriously in the enterprise. It's substantially more interesting for a startup perspective and from a venture capital perspective than anything that is consumer facing right now, with the possible exception of wearables. Enterprise is where it's at right now. It's where the business is. It's where all the profits are. It is substantially more profitable than anything, in theory, than anything that you can do in the consumer space. That said, HP needs to make some kind of a large combination and get itself growing. It hasn't shown any meaningful growth in any single one of its business units in the last 3 years. Now, Meg has been clear that growth wasn't really expected, but shareholders certainly expect it. So the main thing that she gets credit for is getting the balance sheet in shape, getting rid of a lot of the corporate debt, and basically getting HP as it is right now in something resembling fighting trim. But the next step is going to be an M&A deal. And I talked to her today. She basically said, I think you will see the HP Enterprise division, enterprise company, be active from an M&A standpoint. And I happen to believe, this is my opinion now, that the HP Inc., the consumer PC printing company, will probably be targeted for an acquisition, either in part or in whole, by someone else, perhaps a Dell, perhaps Lenovo.